All right, so I used to do this with Jack Cornell. You know, Big Jack used to be an offensive lineman here. Now, what is he, head coach at Quincy Notre Dame now? So he and I used to talk beards. Since you've gone with beard, we've got to do a special edition of Beard Talk. So I know you've answered this question 1,000 times, but why did you decide to grow the beard?
You know, new day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like keeping things the same. You know, it's always good to change things up every once in a while. And I've never liked to shave. So, you know, when you have a little bit of time when you're not doing interviews, so you grow it out one time, you say, you know, it's a whole lot easier.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot less maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a married guy, of course. And my wife said, hey, I love the beard.
And there you go.
So it was a pretty easy move. And once you get into it, then you say, okay, kind of like it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jack used to say he grew his because of Brett Kiesel with the Steelers. Like, he loved that and he wanted to be that kind of offensive lineman. Do you have a beard idol out there? Did you look at somebody and say, I want to look like that guy?
I don't normally follow the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of do my own thing.
Uh-huh.
That's been me most of my life. But now that I have a beard, mm-hmm. I do notice there are a lot of us in this beard club.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned our staff. Coach Buck is, of course, is kind of, you know, on a level of his own.
Uh-huh.
Coach Stoker, of course, has decided to. So
he said he's going to trim it up and make go. I asked if he was going for the LeBron, like the angled jaw beard. And yeah. He said he's going to be looking good once the first Grange Grove walk happens.
Yeah, my wife spends a lot of time with her hair. I'm not into beards that much. So
yeah.
I'm going to try to keep it trimmed as best as possible.
Uh-huh.
And go with it from there.
Shave a little on the neck, maybe a little on the cheek. What's
the plan?
A little
on the cheek.
Uh-huh.
Shave the neck.
Uh-huh.
A little on the cheek.
Make it, clean it up.
Just clean it as much as possible, then I'm good.
Okay. And, you know, Josh Whitman has been
awesome.
Going in and out of a beard. Is this going to be like a trend here across campus or something?
I guess so. Josh, you know, we were off, you know, take a little bit of time off in the summer, so I hadn't seen Josh in a while, and I came back. We both had a beard, so
mm-hmm.
didn't plan it that way, but I think it's a good look on Josh for mm-hmm. sure.
Okay.
Of course, good look on all of the guys.
That's right. See, now I got the gray patch here and the gray patch here. Should I color? Should I just let the gray go and let it overtake?
No, I'm a natural guy.
Yeah?
You know, whatever color your beard or your hair is, that's what you go with. So that's what I think you should do.
I like it, Coach. I appreciate
sure
a very special episode of
It's
Beard
amazing
Talk.
You just start looking.
Right uh-huh. That's, I'm talking to Jannard next.
You know, of course, Kent and I talk, even though he's kind of trimmed his up a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
So Nick Algretti has got a different look.
Uh-huh.
So
it's a trend that's taking over the nation.
I see.
Or at least
I
Illini see. Football. Is there a player with a favorite beard?
No. I haven't gotten into
that's
it
right.
That
you don't
much.
Play favorites.
You know.
Bennett's got a little on the chin there.
I think most of the guys, when you're young,
Carney's
you can't
got
wait
it
to
on
start.
Yeah.
Growing a little hair.
Yeah, when these patches won't come in, you just go for this down here.
That was it.
That's what I did.
The thing about it now is mine comes in full. In about a week, you have a good outline. 2 weeks, it's there's hair everywhere. So
yep.
It's happened overnight.
Yep. All right. I appreciate it, Coach.
Good thing.
All right. Thanks.
Love the beard.